Inside the communications room of the Crystal Palace on the planet Calamar, two female aliens watched one of three large screens over their central monitoring system. Scintilla and her sister, Pinta, were nearly twins except for the plumage of webbed skin fanned out across Scintilla's head. The Calamari were tall, zombie-like creatures with ashen facial features and crooked rows of sharp, pointed teeth, with two fangs in their lower jaw. Pinta retreated behind Scintilla and glanced at the two guards who stood at attention in the rear of the room. She felt reassured by their presence. "Saris's friends will find him for us," declared Scintilla. "A little insurance, just in case he forgets our arrangement." "Why do we waste our time on this criminal? If he restores my son's health, then he has shown his true desire for peace. And if it's a trap? What if Goth is already dead? He may be buying time for the humans to launch an invasion against us." "The humans do not have the resources to mount an attack against us in this sector."
"Perhaps he has a pact with the Weevil," suggested Pinta.
"The Weevil makes deals with no one. They are predators by nature."
"And how long can we afford to wait? As long as he's out there, he's a threat to our security,"
Pinta argued impatiently. "Not much longer. Time is running out on the truce. His friends on Orpheus II will need to find him for a resolution to our agreement if they hope to avoid war with us."
"I'll put our forces on full alert."
"For what?" Scintilla replied arrogantly. "There's no hurry."
"To put him out of his misery," exclaimed Pinta.
"We are going after him now."
Scintilla leaned into Pinta. She snorted angrily as she realized her sister just undermined her authority. She suspected a coup was underway and hoped her disregard for Pinta's threat would deter the support of the guards.
"We still have a truce. We'll do no such thing until I know of Goth's fate.
With Cirrus dead, there is no truce, dear sister."
Pinta pressed a panic button on top of the control cabinet, and six more guards entered. All eight guards surrounded Scintilla with pulse rifles aimed at her head. Scintilla's eyes glowed red with rage.
"What is this treachery, Pinta?"
"You are weak, sister. I will rule Calamar, and my first objective is to kill Saris. Then I will exterminate the humans."
As the guards escorted Scintilla to the door, Pinta laughed hysterically. Scintilla held the door briefly and glared back at her.
"I swear, you'll pay for this, Pinta."
"No, it's you who will pay."
"What shall we do with her?" asked one of the guards.
"Take her to the mines. Find a nice abandoned pit for her to spend the waning hours of her life."
Scintilla hissed and spit at her before the guards shoved her through the doorway. Outside the palace, Scintilla was placed in the back of an armored truck and joined by two guards. A third guard locked the rear door and drove the truck away.
"This is treason," Scintilla warned the guards.
"We're sorry, but she's taken your authority away. We have to follow orders."
Scintilla stared out the barred window on the back door. She watched the palace disappear from view.
"Saris, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm counting on you," she thought to herself. "How ironic is that?"
She sat down on the bench and lowered her head, dejectedly.